From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has told his Russian counterpart Washington is prepared to take steps to suspend his bilateral engagement with Moscow on Syria unless the violence in Aleppo is ended and a ceasefire restored. Kerry spoke Wednesday with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We're perfectly willing and able to move forward on those kinds of steps, steps that would end up in the suspension of U.S.-Russia bilateral engagement on Syria, unless we see some significant steps taken by Russia in the very near future to show that they mean what they say when they say they support a cessation of hostilities and a resumption of political talks.
Russia Wednesday said it was prepared to work with the U.S. on Syria and would send experts to Geneva for talks on normalizing the situation. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday condemned airstrikes on the two largest hospitals in the rebel-held area of Aleppo.
This morning, we awoke to reports of strikes on two more hospitals in Aleppo. Let us be clear. Those using ever more destructive weapons know exactly what they are doing. They know they are committing war crimes.
The government of President Bashar al-Assad, backed by Russian air power, Iranian ground forces, and Shia militia fighters, is on the offensive against the opposition's last major urban stronghold in Syria. The United States says it's launched a self-defense airstrike on al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia, killing at least 9 militants. But Somalian officials say the U.S. strike on the central town of Galkayo killed more than 20 of its own soldiers and wounded 16 others. A Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. officials are looking into those reports to determine if they are credible, and if they are, he said they would launch an investigation. This is VOA News. International investigators say Malaysian airliner MH17 that crashed over eastern Ukraine in July 2014 was shot down by a Russian-made surface-to-air missile transported into the country from Russia and fired near a village held by pro-Russian separatists. Russia's foreign ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova Wednesday called the Dutch-led investigation biased and politically motivated. She said Russia has offered to assist in the investigation but has been removed from full participation. Foreign policy analyst Professor Jonathan Edelman of the University of Denver said the finding underscores Russia's presence in Ukraine as it drives to expand toward territory once held as the Soviet Union collapsed.
From the Russian point of view, the Americans are weak, the Europeans are weaker, and this is a chance for him, as he already did in Georgia, in Abkhazia, and southern Ossetia, and as he did off the coast in Crimea, to regain some of that territory that was lost in 1991.
Edelman referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Malaysia has called for the perpetrators of the attack to be brought to justice. Nearly 300 on flight MH17 perished after it broke apart in midair traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. More than 600 more U.S. troops will soon be headed to Iraq to help Iraqi and Kurdish forces make their final push to retake the key city of Mosul from Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made the announcement Wednesday during a visit to New Mexico.
At the recommendation of myself and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, President Obama approved and Prime Minister Abadi has approved that the United States increase its contingent of forces there by approximately 600 to further enable Iraqi security forces engaged in the campaign to defeat ISIL.
The additional forces will bring the total number of U.S. troops authorized to fight IS in Iraq to more than 5,200. The U.S. Congress has voted to override President Obama's veto of a bill allowing lawsuits against Saudi Arabia for the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, the first time a presidential veto under Mr. Obama has been overturned. Senator Charles Schumer is a fellow Democrat from New York.
Do we really want it established inflexibly in precedent that foreign countries directly responsible for financing terrorist acts on U.S. soil are beyond the reach of justice? I don't think so.
Until now, efforts by families of the victims seeking compensation have been stymied by Saudi Arabia's legal immunity. The U.S. government imposed sanctions on two high-level Congolese officials it says are responsible for a decline of democracy and human rights. The sanctions target General Gabriel Amisi Kumba and the former police official Major General John Umbi Banzatambo. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.